You're on.
We will call to order the Board of Equalization meeting for Wednesday, August 15, 2018 at 8:36 on the clock. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Byers, and Thiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote. Let me change Gary's there too. 5-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Thiemann, and vote. 5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. I think everybody else is on our agenda for our next meeting. We have a tax correction slip. In the town of Philly, corrected tax, Nebraska Department of Revenue Review indicates homestead exemption approved for 30% and was 100%. And this property in Philly in the tax now will be $934.24. Did everybody get a chance to see that?
That's a 16, too.
Well, that was for 1 year?
2016. They can go 3 years back.
They can go 3 years back on evaluating their income.
More.
More, so it's $900 more.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 10.
Second.
Motion by, Byers, seconded by Thiemann. I know I had
by AR.
I had to. It's mayor. Any other comments, or we'll wait just a second here for John and Terry to look at it just in case. But yeah, it's $934. That we'll put back on their tax. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Patty.
Well, I ran and got that for you, but I think it's on the next board meeting.
So it is?
It's on the regular agenda.
It's not equalization?
No.
So you'll be back, or you'll come back then?
Yeah, I'll come back. So we'll talk about the valuations, I guess. I have a comparison from 2017 to 2018. Otherwise, I don't have much right now.
Well, it looks like our valuation went up about by 200,000 roughly then, 213,000 in the county.
I don't even think it figures out to be much, not even 1%. So,
It went up by more than that. I looked at the wrong number, 3,236,000.
Top number.
3 billion. 236 million. It went up by several million.
8 million.
It went away 8 million. 8 million.
No. Your 2017 was 3
billion.
Oh, yeah.
228 million,
sorry.
And now we're at 3,236 million.
Yeah, you're right.
Where did those increases come from, Patty?
The increases?
Yeah.
Well, basically, probably if we have any increase at all, it's basically. And there's a small increase in the real estate. Centrally assessed, I'd have to look to see. I'll look at that and bring the breakdown of it when I come.
All right.
The breakdown of the centrally assessed, which is the pipelines and the railroads from Lincoln. Oh. Those came out August 10th. Personal property, I don't believe, was up this year much. But I can bring that breakdown, too.
Yeah, $8,215,000.
And there's been some fairly significant commercial projects built.
Yeah, if we have some growth, I mean, but
some of it might be
new construction,
new houses. Grain
I did
bins.
Go into the residential areas, so residentials. Yeah. I don't know. Next year, I know we're looking at Beatrice now, and just looking at the sales, they've really picked up. So Beatrice is being reviewed right now. We're starting to review Beatrice. The market that was down for a few years in those small towns, and because I think I raised, there was probably 6 rural or small towns and then some of Beatrice last year. But just the transfers that come through, I went through a stack yesterday, and we had like $70,000 ranch-styled houses that are now going for about $100,000. So that part of it is really the residential market's picking up. So they're more, the newer ranch, not real new, but kind of the middle of the starter home. And I was just talking to an appraiser the other day. The starter home now starts out at about 150.
150.
A little bit different than in our day. Because, I mean, that seems like a lot, you know. To me, that seems like a lot of money when you're talking about kids that are going out and starting to...
I know some of the acreages, too. There was one up in the northern part of the county. It valued at $297,000 and sold for $425,000, so...
Yeah, the acreages, we just can't seem to get to stay.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a little factor in that. I think there's some... You know what they used to call blue sky, because people want out in the country, too. So they pay the premium because they want. But to study that in the market gets a little complex, you know. So because some people, I mean, we've even had older homes that are totally remodeled that have went for a pretty good price, that weren't brand-new built homes.
Well, it's interesting, just glancing at it, as I look at the valuation of 17-18, I see how Tri-County went down about $9 million. And there are several school districts went down, which will make it a difference, definitely.
Personal property, Tri-County and those guys, I believe, have, what's the big industry out there?
Well, at one time, Storecraft used to be on it. I don't know if it, you know, they went through all that issue and stuff.
Personal property has pretty, I think, one year... I believe it was Coke, had a huge personal property schedule. And then every year those personal property schedules have a depreciation factor. So, I can see that there's a little bit of, you know, leeway, and they don't want to, a lot of people maybe haven't bought a lot of new equipment with personal properties last year.
Well,
just because they didn't know what for sure was going to happen.
Back to Denny's point, in school districts, the Norris School District, which is only in the northern part of the county, it went up $5 million.
Right.
Over $5 million. You know, Tri-County went down, like Denny said.
Yeah.
$7 million, but Norris went up about $5
million. And we always have, if anybody ever wants to take the time, we've got a book that every school district and things are broken down as to what, from one year to the next. We work on that, and then the best time is there's a big report at the end of the year, at the very end of the year after we've done billing, where it's called the central, or it's called the CTL, and it takes every school district and every township, and it breaks down how much ag is there, how much residential, how much commercial. So those are pretty interesting reports to look at.
Well, and basically, you're talking the same area, and Crete went down also substantially.
Yeah.
So. Not millions.
We don't have very much. Is that 2S? Yeah. We have just a little bit, a small amount of Crete.
Patty, why does it say general behind Daniel Freeman and Diller O'Dell and not the rest of the school districts? It says general behind those two school districts. Is that their total value across the county lines? Or?
It doesn't need to say that until we get to levies. We just didn't delete that out. When we get to levies, that's when you're talking, when we'll figure into the levies.
But like on those two, that number, is that the value in Gage County?
That's the value in Gage County. Yeah. The only thing is when you want the whole school district, you're going to have to add your other
counties.
You're going to have to add your other counties because O'Dell has what? Jefferson in it, right, Terry?
Mm-hmm.
They go into Kansas?
No, cannot cross state line.
Cannot cross state line.
That's the killer, like I said.
O'Dell is what? They're wind farms. They have Rockies pipeline. They have a real good. And so Tri-County gets benefit of some of that, too. Those two school districts get some pretty good benefit from those pipelines. And those were the last ones that I remember that were done compared to what the older ones were years ago.
Anything else for equalization? Otherwise, we'll continue that discussion on our board meeting agenda. If not, at 8:46 on the clock, we will close Board of Equalization.